You're listening to Rockwire.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the band The Christopher Brothers and their debut EP, Meet the Christopher Brothers. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Today, we're giving it up for a band of young rockers called the Christopher Brothers, and when I say young, I mean these guys aren't even driving age yet. However, they are making some great rock and roll, and you can hear it all on their debut EP, Meet the Christopher Brothers. Rockwired had a chance to speak with brothers Charles, Ethan, and Cameron regarding their new release, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Meet the Christopher Brothers, here are the Christopher Brothers with Just Another Day.
Gotta go to school, then the golden rules. Gotta find my way, it's just another day.
From their debut EP, Meet the Christopher Brothers, that was the Christopher Brothers with Just Another Day. Visit the band at their official website, www.thechristopherbrothers.com. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Charles, Ethan, and Cameron of the Christopher Brothers regarding their debut EP, and here's how the interview went.
Well, with your CD, Meet the Christopher Brothers, I couldn't think of a better introduction to you guys. And now that your CD's out there for people to hear, how do you all feel about it?
I think it's a good, like, little intro of what we do and how our songs are. And the cover of Imagine's really nice. And those three songs we're proud of, but our new songs coming up are even better.
And how are they better?
Well, we got more in depth of, like, how the songs are structure-wise, and they also are a little more catchier, and that's just my opinion, of course, but, yeah.
I see, and how about the rest of you guys?
Yeah, I feel the same way that the songs, we've gotten more advanced with our writing, and keep getting better and better as the time goes on.
Just listening to the CD, I'm amazed that you know, the person responsible for the songwriting is only 15. So tell me, how did songwriting start for you? How, you know, what made you go into that area?
Well, actually, I was 12 when I started my first song. This is Charles. And that was Just Another Day when we wrote that song. And, you want to answer that one? Well, we just, like, sort of, well, we're like, well, we had a bunch of covers at that time, like 20 or something like that. So we decided, you know, let's write an original. So I decided to write my song, and Cameron was sort of, like, writing his song, and then he just threw his song out there, and then we sort of figured that out.
My song is What If.
Yeah.
I see. And you guys have two music videos for two of the songs off of this album. Talk about making those videos. Who all did you work with?
Well, our mom, as a manager, she...
And directed.
She directed
those.
Yeah.
And produced them.
Yeah.
And then we had a cameraman, Hoss.
Yeah.
And that's it.
I see. Any plans for any more videos, or...?
Yes,
definitely.
We're just waiting for a new song to come out, and we're hopefully going to make a new music video for that.
We finished recording that. It's right now being edited, and that should be up pretty soon.
Now, some bands, I mean, the bands I've interviewed anyway, you know, some of them say that they're more astute in terms of recording in a studio, or some people, you know, think they're more of a live band. What do you guys think you are? You think you're more of a live band or a studio band?
I could say we could be both, but if I had to say, I would say we'd be a live band. What do you think, Eve?
Yeah, I mean, we play everywhere. I mean, from people just go crazy live, and, you know, they get really excited from all ages, from, you know, 2 to 80. We have really wide variety.
And it's also kind of like, I think it's more of a shock, because, like, when you think, oh, the Christopher Brothers, oh, it's another Jonas Brothers band, you know. And when you hear the recordings, it sounds like, oh, it's the Jonas Brothers. But, like, when you hear us live, we actually sound, like, a lot better, and we sound more real, which is what everyone's been calling us, because we're more rock, too. But what everyone thinks is, like, oh, they're real, because, like, everything's, like, auto-tuned now and fake. So,
right.
Like, they actually, like, realize that it's nice. Have like a real band doing something like that.
And so do comparisons to the Jonas Brothers always irritate you guys, or
Justin Bieber and yeah.
And let's see, I mean, talk about your musical education. I mean, you know, I mean, I can only assume what music you guys, you know, listen to, but, you know, I mean, what sort of music inspires you guys? What bands?
Definitely the Beatles would be the biggest.
Green Day.
But
Rolling
Green
Stone.
Day. A lot of classic rock like Zeppelin,
Hendrix.
Roses,
but also like the Killers nowadays, and we like
Blink-182. All American Rejects.
I see.
Oh, Panic at the Disco is nice.
Visit the band at their official website, www.thechristopherbrothers.com. From their EP, Meet the Christopher Brothers, here they are with What If.
Was
hanging around chilling, but then you had to come into my life. When I see you walk by me, I can only hope that you'll be mine. Seeing you makes my head spin and starts to get me thinking of all the things that would be and how I wonder what could be. What if the sky was painted brown, and what if the world wasn't round? What if, what if, what if the beaches didn't have sand, and what if the ocean just became land? What if, what if you loved me? What can I do to make you notice me and to show you that I care? I'm not the type that gives girls flowers, but I'm gonna get you, I swear. Seeing you makes my head spin and starts to get me thinking of all the things that would be and how I wonder what could be.
Listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Egypt Central, and their latest release, White Rabbit. Much like the White Rabbit in Alice in Wonderland, this stunning release grabs you and leads you through a mesmerizing journey. With tracks such as White Rabbit, Ghost Town, and Change, White Rabbit is an exciting listen that will keep you coming back for more. White Rabbit, the new release from Egypt Central, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Visit the band at www.egyptcentral.net. With a new name, a new sound, and a new direction, Revel 9 releases their debut CD, The Razorblade Diaries. Armed to the teeth with a potent combination of sturdy songcraft and pure rock and roll, Revel 9 is set to turn the industry on its ear with songs such as San Jose, All I've Become, and Lay My Head.
Just a bit.
The Razorblade Diaries from Revel 9. Visit the band at www.revel9.com.
Wait, only have a
Singer-songwriter Mark Anderson has seen all of life's ups and downs and has lived to sing about them on his latest release, Back from the Edge. Mark Anderson hits a nerve with a collection of gritty rock gems and backing from an impressive cast of musicians. With songs such as Dog on a Chain, Cat House Blues, and the electrifying first single, Truth Is, Back from the Edge will have you on the edge of your seat. Back from the Edge from Mark Anderson. Visit Mark at www.markandersonrocks.com. Put a little Rockwired on you. Rockwired.com has just relaunched its merchandise page filled with t-shirts, long-sleeved shirts, hoodies, mugs, and caps. Trust me, nothing looks better on the human body than clothing that shows your support of online radio that rocks. All shirts and jackets are available in all sizes and brought to you by Cafe Press. Visit our store at rockwired.com/merchandise.html. All major credit cards are accepted. Rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. Rockwired.com proudly presents our latest weekly series, Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com, every Sunday at noon Eastern Standard Time. Get lost in the sensual sounds of blues and jazz and get the stories behind it. Jazzed in Blue, profiles in blues and jazz exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to present a new weekly online radio series, Aboriginal Sounds, a celebration of contemporary Native music. Hear the exciting sound of Indigenous America and Canada in a weekly two-hour show filled with exclusive interviews and music from Indian country's hottest recording artists. Aboriginal Sound. A celebration of contemporary Native music with your host Brian Lush. Every Thursday at 5 p.m. Mountain Time exclusively at Rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush exclusively at Rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for a young band of rockers called the Christopher Brothers, who've just released their debut EP, Meet the Christopher Brothers. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Charles, Ethan, and Cameron of the Christopher Brothers regarding the new release, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And let's see. I mean, earlier you talked about the age differences within the crowd. I mean, did you guys expect that at all, or were you expecting?
Well, not really. We expected girls around 10 to 14, something like that. Girls around there, but we actually have boy audience because they sort of respect us because we can actually play live and we don't just sound like another only girl band. And
it's funny, because in one weekend, we were actually playing at a 3-year-old birthday party and a 50-year-old birthday party.
Yeah. Wow. Describe how you guys, how songwriting gets done in the band.
Well, it usually starts, I pick up, a tune or something, or me or Cameron usually write most of the songs, but we sort of, either pick up, a guitar lick, four chords or something like that, or Cameron has, a melody in his head or something like that, and then we sort of build off that.
And with that being said, what songs off of this new album stand out for each of you the most and why?
Does anyone answer that for you?
The song that I really like is Just Another Day, saying about kids, you know, every day they're going to have to do this. They're going to get up, they're going to go have cereal and breakfast, and then they're going to have to go to school. And actually, we're going to start school tomorrow, so you get to go buy supplies and then go to bar, and it's going to be awesome.
And how about you, Cameron and Charles?
I would have to say What If inspired me because it's the first song that I wrote, and I kind of like it. It's kind of pop, kind of catchy, too. That song's my favorite song.
And not to sound corny, but I like Girl, You Know I Care, which is kind of funny. But, so, like, I like Girl, You Know I Care because it's more in-depth, I think, of how I like playing, and, like, the music is a little, like, softer in a way, and it's kind of more for the girls, and that's just what I like doing.
Tell me about, you know, what life is like being so young in a band like this. I mean, do you guys go to school? Is there tutoring? Or you guys go to school. Okay.
We go to school.
And in terms of being on the road, I mean, is it just pretty much local gigs in California, or have you guys gone outside of the state?
We just went to the Vancouver Wine and Jazz Festival and played there.
We opened for Spyro Gyra and Al Jarreau.
Yeah, and we go to Six Flags. We're going to San Francisco. Six Flags, and
we're actually looking into homeschooling because we want to be on the road a lot.
And I think Texas Six Flags, they wanted to know if we could play a set down there. So we go wherever we can find a good gig.
Describe playing at a jazz fest, at a wine and jazz fest. What was that like?
It was, you would think that, like, oh, well, we're a rock band playing at this wine and jazz festival, but actually, everyone seemed to really like us, I think. Yeah, they were going crazy over us.
Yeah.
They were throwing money at us. Like, when we played Sweet Child of Mine, the crowd went insane. It was surprising. Mm-hmm. We didn't think that, like, a lot of people would like this old jazz festival.
We got the other, you know, group from the jazz. Like, because there were the hardcore jazz people, and then there was, like, the other people that came for, like, the wine, and, you know, we got to entertain them.
Well, what would you guys like a person to come away with after they've heard this CD? What would you like them to think and feel?
Well, I'd like them to feel like, you know, I really think that this is a good band. I think I like to like them on Facebook. We really, you know, like people liking us on Facebook and getting confused and watching. We really want them to, like, watch us again. We want them to say, I think this is good. I really like this. We don't want them to be like, well, this is just another band. It's okay. We want them to be like, this is really good.
Yeah, we want them to come and just, like, see that and be like, wow, I have to hear this band live.
We also want them to get the song stuck in their head.
Tell their friends.
Visit the Christopher Brothers at their official website, www.thechristopherbrothers.com. Here they are with their rendition of the John Lennon classic, Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us, above a sunless sky. Hard to do. I wonder if you can. No need for greed or hunger, a brotherhood of man. Imagine all the people sharing all the wild. You may say I'm a dreamer, yeah, but I'm not the only one.
No,
that's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Cameron, Charles, and Ethan of the Christopher Brothers, and to Lydia Christopher, as well as to Ron DeBrilliant of Rainmaker Media Group. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go.
We didn't get much further.
Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks.